Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Mahogany Says Show with hosts Mahogany Silverain and Mikkel Wilson on Blog Talk Radio. Power, money, and blood. Christos Lascaris didn't choose his luck. It was his birthright. He has a reputation for being ruthless, cunning, and unyielding in his pursuit of power. He was relentless in his fight to defeat his enemies. No one was safe from his wrath. Christos was now in complete control of his empire. However, one thing Christos could not control was the woman he loved, Aaliyah Hughes. The one person who had the power to break his heart, and she did, by taking something from him that no amount of power or money could ever replace. Can Christos and Aaliyah mend what's broken in order to be together? Find out in Love and Happiness, the fourth and final book of the Love series by USA Today bestselling author Sage Young. Available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback. Get your copy today. War is coming. Six kingdoms struggle for control of the world while wrestling with their demons within. Alliances are formed and lovers betrayed while leaders plot and scheme. It is a world in which fear germinates like a seed in the ground. But seeds bear fruit. And when the fruit of fear bursts from the ground, everything will change. Six kingdoms. When it's done, only one will survive to tell the tale. Fractured Glory. Part of the Rise of the Dread series on Amazon by Lauren Hart and Y.D. Lamar, the prequel to Rise of the Dread series. Get your copy on Amazon. Pre-orders are available today. You are listening to The Mahogany Says Show with hosts Mahogany Silverain and Mikkel Wilson on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes. Good evening, everyone. Yes, Wonder Twins Power. So, thank you for joining us on the Mahogany Says Show. I am your host, Mahogany Silverain.
And Mikkel Wilson.
See, you almost lost it there. And we are the Wonder Twins. See,
yes, we are.
We'll see. We have a really good show for you tonight. We are going to be joined by Katara Johnson, who I met as a promoter. And she inspired me to get into promoting others, and she has a show herself. And she has written, a book that is a 30-day devotional book. So I want everyone to welcome, please, Katara Johnson. Katara?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
Hey!
Hey, how are you?
Oh, you didn't answer her.
Oh, I'm good, hon.
Oh, good. I'm good. Thank you. Sorry.
Go ahead.
For that wonderful introduction.
Okay. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself for some of our listeners are new?
Sure. I started off as promoting, and I've always been into I love to read. Once I got on Facebook and I got some authors, I was like, oh, great. I got friends, Facebook friends with authors, started reading more. And then I started writing, and I loved paranormal so much, paranormal fantasy, sci-fi, I thought I'd start trying my hand at that. And that was okay. The story that I wrote, and I think I was on your show last time when it started, it needed a lot of editing, and So I did that. And then one day in church, my pastor, he was preaching, and he looked at me and he said, "You've been promoting all the everybody else's book. You need to start writing a book." And, you know, he was prophesying. And I'm like, and that the book that I was doing at the time was Woke Red. And I'm like, okay. God, you want me to finish up Woke Red? Okay. You know? And then, so I did. I'm like, this is not the book God wants me to write. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be open. I finished Woke Red, like, you know, the first draft or everything. I put it aside. And then, because I was doing edits about it, I was working on it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think God, I started a deeper relationship with God and Jesus, and it went deep. He was talking to me every day because I have journals and everything. And so he started having me write down some about different topics, and I'm like, okay, this is not just for me. I realized this wasn't for me. This is for others as well. And that's where the 30-day devotional came. I believe I wrote that during COVID, if I'm not mistaken. And then, so I'm like, okay. So, and it's written because it just helps with your time with God, in your morning time with God. It's like an extension. It's not to necessarily substitute, but it's like it's there to help guide you with your morning time with God as well. So that's where I wrote it, where, you know, people, because some people don't know how to start. Also, some people don't know how to get back and everything. So it's like a guide, so to speak, you know. That's where I'm at.
All right.
And you I like the fact that you said morning devotional, because I'm a PK, by the way. And when you said morning devotional, it just brought me back to the Garden of Eden, how, you know, God used to speak with Adam in the dew of the day, you know, in the very morning, the early morning hours. And that's just amazing that you would write something that could help others.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm a PK as well.
PK powers activate.
Right. And because I realized once I start my day off, and thank you, Mikhail, for bringing that up, because, you know, you learn all this stuff, but you don't put two and two together. And that's that habit, and you know, a habit that I didn't know where that came from. I just, and now that you did that, now that you said that, that helped me put two and two together. And that's why I'm always drawn near to, you know, worship in the morning and stop. And then there are times when I don't, when I used to not, and when I'm not, I had not necessarily a rougher day, but I was, I didn't have as much direction. You know what I'm saying? I didn't it just felt different. So that's interesting. I didn't realize that, or I didn't put two and two together. So thank you for that.
No problem.
Nice. Well, I'm not a PK kid, but, I was raised Christian, so. And you're right, it is, because I used to love worship and prayer, so I still do in the mornings. I think that's the most critical time, because that's a good way to start your day. And then, you know, throughout your day, if you are a person who likes to write journals, I think that you're onto something here. And I really love that concept of morning music. I really like that. So I know that you and I spoke before about you writing and promoting yourself, because when I met you, you had Guitarist Creative. Now, do you still do that, or is that?
I have my promotion, my side hustle. I call it my side hustle. I still have that. The show, the podcast, I don't have anymore. I did. You know, I'm glad I helped you. That's great. I didn't know I. influence you, so I'm happy about that. But
you did.
I realized, after a few years of doing that, it started, I didn't have the passion like I did before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still comfortable now, you know. I wouldn't have, you know, if I didn't have my show or anything like that, it makes
right.
me comfortable, and it helps me open my eyes to other things. So,
awesome.
That was a great time as well.
Yes, I remember being on your show, too. That was awesome. So, I said it was great being on your show as well, because you interviewed me and I interviewed you. That was awesome.
Thank you.
And I've been Facebook stalking you, see how you are doing. And I saw an inspirational story on there about you on your weight loss journey. I think we lost her. Hang on. She'll probably call back in a few seconds.
Okay. I like her. She's sweet.
She really is. She is sweet. And I met her on, I think, 2018, I think. Yeah.
That is so amazing.
So that was before I had my show. And then when I had my show, because she inspired me, then I had her on my show.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. She's one of my first guests.
That is so amazing. Let's see. She should call back, I hope.
Yes. She'll probably will. And in the meantime, so how have you been?
I have been doing well. Doing the whole dad thing, taking care of kids and having fun and, you know, doing what
yes.
I do.
Yeah, it's because the babies were sick last week, so that they're doing better, right?
Sort of. Emily's doing better. Aiden's doing better, but Danielle is sicker. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they're doing
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I just sent her a friend request. Where'd she go?
Okay. Guitar, are you back with us?
Yes, sorry. I think I have technical difficulties. Sorry about that. I must have pressed something to my earbuds.
Okay.
It's okay.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will ask you the same question I was asking you before you left. Was Facebook stalking you, and I found that you have this incredible weight loss and that you're a health coach. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Thank you for asking about that. Yeah. So I started a program because I was losing weight and gaining a little bit and losing weight, and I was on another program, and then I started but it was like I needed something solid. The other program worked because it got me back into Wonderland, but I knew it wasn't for me, because I just kept I knew it wasn't for me anymore. I couldn't get back, you know, I couldn't get back focused on that. And my spiritual mentor, she's a mentor of mine, she had a program, and I knew that I would one day follow that program of hers, because I looked it up before. And so I just started, and I just stuck with it. And then I was losing, and I thought I was, you know, I thought I wasn't, you know, I thought it happened faster, not fast, because it was over a few weeks of time, but I started, you know, looking at, you know, clothes that I wear. I still have my, what happened? I still have. So my closet full of clothes that do not fit anymore. You know, I started because I wanted to fit back into my jeans and fit into my clothes. And
right.
now I don't fit them anymore because they're too big.
Oh, wow.
So that program, yeah. So then I started becoming a coach. And that's going slowly, you know. But it is a great program. It's definitely a great program where, you know, you have what helped me was there's a lot of it was a lot of support.
Nice.
I can always go to my coach, and there was a lot of support, and you know, with different recipes. There are different programs to it. I just did the 6-in-1 plan. The 6-in-1 plan, and that's a that's the most popular one. And it you just got to stick to it. And like that first week, I was in touch with my coach every day. She's like, "How you doing?" I think we text each other.
That's
I'm doing great.
Great.
What you know what I'm saying? So it helped. It helped. And it also what it did for me. It was I recognize now what my weaknesses are. And everything. And to be completely honest, I've been off the program a little bit because, you know, I had family in and everything like that. There was times that I can, like, when I was going real hard on it, I was able to stay on it. But, you know, sometimes you got to be off because I'm traveling and everything. But it's like you're off. It's a very forgiving program because once I'm back on, I'm back to losing again, and it's easy. So yeah, this program is great. I'm being a little vague because I like to explain it like one-on-one to people, you know,
right.
And see if this is for them, you. But this is a program. And with anything, you got to stick with it and be consistent. And
yes.
It's more of, and then I have more energy. I'm going back because I'm running back and forth. I have more energy and everything. And a lot of people on here have a healthier record. You know, some people were, you know, had some conditions, early conditions, and now they're not anymore because they're learning how to eat right. And one thing about this program is right now I'm on it where, you know, they help provide the food. But once I get off the next step is getting back into getting back into food that we eat a lot of. Like, you know what I'm saying, getting back into your food
adding
that you have.
Back into
you go,
your diet. Right.
Yes. So it's a transition. And as soon as I get to lose the weight that I want, I'm going to transition on. So it is a very helpful thing that helps. I'm saying helpful, but it's very, for me, it helps me a lot. It helped me learn what I can and can't do. Helped me learn what my weaknesses are. You know, I'm an emotional eater. So something's going wrong, you know. This is just an example. Yeah, something goes wrong at work or just something or whatever. I'm coming home and I'm eating. You know,
I can understand that.
Right. Yeah, so I know now how to cut that off or know to recognize it and then move back in. So, yeah. So if you're interested, please let me know. Definitely.
Okay.
You guys can just reach out to me. And I can give you guys more detail on it, but it is a great program. I will tell you the name of it is Optavia, and
You said Optavia?
Yeah, Optavia.
Okay. Well, I saw your pictures. I mean, you look amazing. So I gotta say,
yeah,
I
you look
that
great.
Right away. You do look great.
Oh,
so
thank you. Thank
awesome.
You.
And I saw your pictures of other clients or other people that you, I don't know if you help them or there are people that you have to know in the program with you, but they had amazing results too. So I just wanted to compliment you about that because I like to see that change and how people, you know, shape their bodies the way they want to and learning that they can control that. So.
Yeah. It's kind of funny that you are on a weight loss journey because so am I. I started mine a couple years back, and I'm almost 100 pounds down. And right now, I'm on the building muscle. Yeah, I'm actually on the building muscle side of mine now. So this is it's really crazy how much we have in common.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, yeah, and congratulations on that. And Yeah, that is crazy. We do have a lot in common. I do remember reading, I think you did, you were part of Rise of the Elite.
I was. I was just a yes. Yes, I was. Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
No. I think I read it or I have it, and I still have it in my TBR list, but it's in my Kindle, I know.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It was Ascension of the Blood Throne. That's the one that we read last week, surprisingly.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay. I hate to interrupt, but we have got to take a break for a commercial, you know, that pays the bills. So we'll be right back, everyone, after this commercial.
Okay.
Those who knew the streets in Houston knew one thing for sure. The four brothers of the Kinsey cartel were crazy as hell. The eldest two, Tramell and Tristan, a.k.a. Trey and Tripp, might have just been the craziest of all. Crossing any of them could end your life. No one messed with them until a pair of best friends, Shamar and Sin, came in and turned their world upside down. Shamar Parker, a quiet college girl, found herself given to Trey as collateral. Trey's captive would soon become his lover, and he vowed never to let her go. With an attitude the polar opposite of her best friend, Sin Murray stormed into Tripp's life, demanding the return of her friend. In the process, she also stormed into his heart, and Tripp knew he had to lock her down. But the Kinseys' old habits died hard, and their lifestyle threatened to push the women they wanted most out of their lives. Can their love survive the streets? The Beauty of This Street Love, A Texas Tale, by L. Kaysen, now available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
And we are back. This is Mahogany Special, which you're listening to. And I thank you for tuning in with us. We are speaking with Katara Johnson. So, Katara, I've also seen a children's book of yours. You said it hasn't been published yet, but I love the cover. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I have another friend, a very, I call her one of my spiritual sisters, and we've been friends for years. And I was in the process of changing positions on my job, and she prophesied to me saying, hey, you're going to write a children's book. And she saw it, and I wasn't even thinking about writing a children's book at that time. And I'm like, okay. And she told me what it was about. And I'm like, okay. And I said, yeah. And I was like, wow, okay. And from like that day, I started writing it. And it's about a girl with, you know, imagination. She uses mm-hmm. her imagination, and her cat is in her imagination as well. The first, that book that's upcoming up, it's she's going to use her imagination to help her dad out. I won't give all of it away, you know. So I came up with that after she said that, and it's going to be, it's Katara and Sparkle's Adventures. It's going to be an ongoing like series. I'm not going to end up with that one book. And yeah, and so her and her kids are going to go on a lot of adventures, you know, across the neighborhood and everything. Then at the end of the book, I think I'm putting it like inspired by like Bible verses. So, you know, yeah, in the end, you'll see what Bible verse was inspired with this particular story. So that was a surprise. And now I have this idea, because now I'm having, I think I gave one of my illustrator a second book for that series. So yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you. And one thing, shout out to Navi Robbins. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with him, but he is a great illustrator. I've worked with him before. He's been on my show. He was one of the first people on my show. He did business cards for me. So, and what he does is he gets into what you, your head, and say, okay, you know, what do you want this book to, you know, he gets into, so he has an idea for you, and it's great. It's funny because I was, because when she said, when my sister said, oh, well, you know, get a book, I started asking him about illustrating a book. And I'm like, a children's book. And he's giving me, I'm like, okay, so are you available? You know? So he's great. Yeah. So shout out to him because he is great. We talked more like earlier and stuff because he has, he's published some books and I've read some of his books. So yeah, make sure you stop by his page and see what he's about because he helped me so much bring that book to life.
And what was his name again?
His name is Navi Robbins, author Navi Robbins. I'll send you the
N-A-V-R-O-B-I-N-S.
R-O-B-I-N-S. And I'll definitely send you his Facebook name. I will send it to you when we're done, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that because I've seen the pictures, the cover of the book. It is very cute and bright.
Yeah.
And, you know, it attracts the eye. So I think you'll have no problem flying off the shelf with this one. And
thank you.
It is because it's really cute. I was looking at, you know, the adventures in the garden and her little cat, Sprinkle. And I think that is, you know, something that kids can identify with. And I think that's going to be really good for you. And the fact that
it
has scripts in the back, you know, so it's uplifting. And then, you know, it also teaches kids, you know, she wanted to do the best for her father. And I think that's going to teach kids a lot. So I commend you on your series. That's great. That is awesome.
I'm going to be buying one.
Oh, thank you. Well, it will come out very soon. I'm trying to, and since this is a book podcast or an author podcast, I'm in the process of uploading it into Ingram Spark. So that's. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble with that. I'm getting someone to do it for me because it's like when I when I first
Ingram
tried
Spark,
to do it. they gave you a video of how to do it, and I'm about to go to work. So I had my publisher from my other book work on it, but he's very very busy. So now I'm able to get someone else and to do it for me. Because I'm not good with all that. I'll be like, wait, what? I'm confused. Wait, I don't know.
I know it's different. Very different with children's books. I have one myself. That was the very first book I published, and that was a little more difficult because you have to be an illustrator, and then so my publisher did it for me because there was no way I could get that up.
Right.
Pictures at all. So yes. So, yeah, I totally understand what you mean about that. I don't care how much I try to.
I don't know that problem. I'm a PC tech, so I didn't have any problems with Ingram Spark. I had to mess with you, okay? Both of you had to get messed with. I did it.
That's right. We have fun with doing it and jabbing at each other, so, you know.
We do.
Yeah. But, now Katara, since he said that, now you can bug him.
That
is so wrong. I am so sweet. I'm the innocent one. I'm so sweet. I'm telling you, I'm the sweetest innocent. Like,
Yes, the gentle giant. There we go. Yeah, because Mikhail is very tall, so that's why. But no, he's got kiddos that I'm pretty sure his kids would love to read your book. So, yes, I'll have to get it for my grandbabies so they can read it. So, Yeah.
Okay.
I look forward to that. And you definitely have two people right here who will definitely get your book so that we can, you know, share it with the kids in our lives. So, yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. So,
thank you.
And I'm so proud to see the change that you have gone through just in the few years that I've known you. Because I was like, wow, she's done a lot of things here. She's different. She's having fun. And, you know, then I see that there's two, but I was like, oh, she finally did it. You know, it's then when you contacted me, I was like, yes, she finally got a book.
Thank you.
Yes, so I'm really proud of you to see that because you kept pushing, you kept going. You did not give up on what God has called you to do. So, and there are a lot of people who, you know, God tells us something and we're like, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, so we struggle with trying to do it. And then when we finally do it, it's like, great, you know.
No, the visionary, wait on it. That's what the word says. The visionary, wait on it.
Right.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that definitely. There are times when I thought, okay, maybe this isn't for me, or times I got nervous, but then I'm like, you know what? I got to do this. It's already been prophesied. I have to. I can. It's easy, you know, it's easy to give up, but why not? Why give up? Push, you know, definitely like you said, wait on it. And you just got to keep pushing yourself. It definitely, and you know, this is one of my one of the subjects in my devotional. There's definitely dream killers, and this could be other people, and then it could be ourselves with our low self-esteem. You know, so you definitely got to. Work your way through that. People who are, or not necessarily talking to them, not talking to your friends or family, but not talking to them so much that if they're, or keep what's your next plan secret, like Mahogany. Let's say you're getting, you're going to do another book, which by the way, you write great books, by the way. Let's say some people are like, or you get into something else, you start selling, you start drawing and you start painting, and people don't think that you'll make it and or whatever. Yeah, you or they'll sugarcoat it, or they'll say, this is not a good time to start that. You know what I'm saying? There's no way for that. But you definitely, you don't want to tell them. Sometimes you just don't want to tell them what your ideas are. You know, you just keep it a secret until they come out, until it's existence, you know. Yes. And that's the mistake that we make. I've made that mistake tons of times, you know, saying, hey, I want to do this. And everyone's like, well, I don't think that's going to work out. No.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes they think they're trying to help you. Some of our family and friends think they're trying to help. But they're kind of discouraging us.
And
So,
and they're putting their own feelings about it into this. You know, because they see you as one way and they don't see you doing anything else but that. But when God gives you something to do, and he says, you know, write this book, write it this, or do it this way, you really can't tell people. Because they are some of your biggest dream killers. I mean, we also can be our own dream killers as well. We think, oh, that's not going to happen. That's not going to work. But, because, you know, family is not always on your side. I hate to say that, but it's just true.
Yeah.
Sometimes if that happens, that sends you another family, you know.
Yeah.
We don't choose our family, but when we have friends that are more like family, those are the friends that we need and that, you know, encourage us and lift us up and point us in the right direction, you know, because if you say, okay, I'm going to do something else, and I'm looking at you and thinking, you know what? She can do anything she wants to do because she believes in herself and she's got it. You know, whereas other people might think, oh, or they try to pigeonhole you into one thing, you know, Katara, and it's like, well, I can't see you doing anything else, but who knows what you do? Like, Mikkel, he does everything. Seriously. He does true Renaissance man. I mean, like, he does a lot of stuff. Like, tell us what you do at Mattel.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, anyway.
I write. I'm an author. I just released my first single. Did my first music video. I build cars. I sew. I cook. I do a little bit of everything. And I run, you know, I'm a computer tech. I run my own business on that as well. So, I mean, like, I'm always busy. But, you know, like, when you were saying that, a lot of times telling people what you're going to do and they try to tell you how to do different things or not to do it, that's why the word says, you know, your foes will be of your own household. So a lot of times, you know, when we tell people that are in our family, even though they might mean good, they're your foe because it's not what they say, it's what's in them that's saying it, you know. So I've tried to learn, you know, to follow Christ and everything that I do, really, you know.
Yes.
Right. No, that's absolutely. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's absolutely right. You definitely want to, you know, follow Christ, like you said. And that goes back to, you know, starting your day off right, because you can get there, you can get frustrated, and then you're like, well, wait a minute, did God say this? Okay, well, who is somebody else who doesn't know your whole situation? You know what I'm saying? You have a lot, Miguel, congratulations, you have a lot going on, so why wouldn't you be able to do what you have to do? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, your identity is God made your identity. Christ made your identity. So
yes.
Whether someone sees you doing it or not, that's not them to say. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's just following what Christ wants you to do, or God wants you to do, or God bless you to do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Yeah, definitely. Because you're inspiring. Because the whole thing is, like you said, you're inspiring others, or you're bringing others to Him. And as long as you're doing that, and then that's great.
Yeah, like you inspired
me
to this. So, yeah. So you didn't even know you inspired. Mm-hmm. So you never know, but by you doing and being obedient, you don't know who is watching you and, you know, saying, hey, if she can do that, I can do it. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, so will you have more devotional books or more books that empower people as far as, like, their spiritual journey?
Yes, I am. I think my publisher I have 30 days of prayer book that helps you just get your prayer, like, I don't want to say a routine, but helps others just pray. It, each day it's a different prayer. So it helps people just get back into, helps get in their prayer life and just similar to the devotional, just helps you start your day correctly, you know. Mm-hmm. That's coming out in the next few months. Like I said, I'm going to be my next book, my next children's book should be coming out within the next few months, hopefully, after this first one comes out. So, yeah, it's going to be – I plan to definitely keep up my books going. Actually, Mahogany, now that you mentioned that, I did give my paranormal book or urban fantasy book to another author. I gave it manuscript to another author.
Okay.
And we're going to be working on that too. I'm going to, because she's very great, and so she's going to come out with that. She's going to finish it up. I'm probably going to it's going to have my name underneath, but another pen name underneath, just so, you know, my followers, you know, don't get kind of confused, like, well, why is she doing this and doing that? You know what I mean? So,
yeah, that's why my children's book is under a different name. It's not under this name.
Right.
Because I don't want it. You know,
right.
They're two different genres, so
yeah.
I wouldn't suggest
that. I completely understand that.
Yeah, definitely. So that's going to be coming out soon, too. So, yeah, you'll see more from me, definitely. Yeah, I just, now that you think about it, I have some more to hand to my publisher. But, yeah, you'll definitely see more.
Definitely. Good. I'm so happy about that because I know that that's what you want to do, and I'm so glad to see that you kept pushing for it. And you've got this great book, and you've got this great children's series that I know you're just going to kill it with. So, yeah, I know there's a lot more for you to come, and I'm glad to see you do that. It's like that in itself is inspiring. And then along with your weight loss and this whole new healthy approach, you're like this new woman from
wow.
the last time I, you know, interviewed you. So, and it's great to see you.
Nothing
you know,
but inspiration.
Yes, you're a prime example of how far we can go and what we can do if we just stick to things. And we're obedient, and we follow what we're supposed to do. You're
yeah.
just like living proof of that. So it's great to see.
Oh, well. No, well, thank you.
It's always
humbling because I'm thinking I'm still how I was a few years ago. I'm thinking, you know, sometimes we get a idea in our head that we're a certain way. And
mm-hmm.
and even though we've done all this, we're still like nervous. Like and I'll be transparent.
Yeah.
I do kind of suffer from a little bit of low self-esteem or thinking I can't do something sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and or I'm thinking, that's nothing special. You know. But yeah, thank you. Sometimes we have to step outside and
yes.
keep it up at it. You know, and don't let it, even if it's challenging, take it one step at a time. You know,
exactly.
that's how I literally had to do that. This devotional book, I literally did, I wrote it out and then, because I'm old school, so I write everything first. Then I started typing,
yeah.
you know, typing it out. Yeah. One day
yep.
I had to, yep, yeah. One day I had to just time. At one time I did one a day. Sometimes I'll do two a day. But after that, I was like, okay, my after typing like two or three devotionals, I was like, okay, my brain is tiring. You know, so
yeah.
I learned that I had to take it one step at a time, or it won't get done if I try to do it all in one
yeah.
sitting.
That is true, because you can get overwhelmed with
yeah.
that, and then there's that, I can't do this, because you're overwhelmed. And if you don't, you know,
right.
like chop it up into pieces, okay, I'll do this today, and I can do this much today, instead of putting the whole thing, okay, I got to get the whole thing done. Because
yeah.
I know I can get like that, too. Get pretty managed. Like, nothing else gets done. So.
Yeah.
Right.
So that is awesome, but you do. I mean, and you're inspiring others with the fact that you are willing to say that, hey, I do have some things that I struggle with. And I think hearing that, a lot of listeners will say, hey, well, I struggle with that, you know, but she still did it. So, okay, you know, I mean, I have a lot of faith in myself, but I hear someone else who's just like me, and they still make it. So that...
Yeah.
Give an opportunity. So like, mm-hmm. okay, because yeah, I mean, I struggle with some things too. I'm not as outgoing as sometimes I present. doing this and being on the air was a push for me to get out of my shell. Like, yeah, I got out of my comfort zone because I hated the way my voice sounded, and it was a way that. I'm like, okay, God, if you want me to do this, you're going to have to make a way to me to do it because I don't
yeah.
like the boys. I didn't, you know. So you just never know, and it has become one of my joys to do and promoting other people, which I got from you, and I was like, wow, I love doing this. You know, so, yeah. If you had told me I've been doing this 7-8 years ago, I would look at you like you were crazy. But, you know, here we are. So, yeah, so I like the positive energy that you provide that just, you know, you don't show it at all. It's just like a big thing for you. Not at all. I would have never thought that. Because I always thought you were this, you know, you just like go get her.
Yeah,
just,
definitely.
That's how I've always seen you. Most definitely. So, do you have like, do you have a website set up or an officing or places where my listeners can find you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I actually have it. I got to get it. See, I'm not prepared. So let me see. Yeah, I do have a, right. Yeah, I do have one. It is kind of long. So here, hold on one sec. I'm getting it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know what? I may just, it's going to be, it's my publisher did a website for all his authors, and it is long. So I'm just going to, Mahagari, I'm posting it to you now. I'm going to send it to you now. Let me see.
Okay.
Copy. Yeah. Sorry. It's long. It's like, yeah.
It's okay. We'll get it posted.
It's okay, yeah. I'll post it in the Mahogany Says page and the group so that we can share it with others in the group.
We're going to share it with everyone.
Yes. Okay,
great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Art Drive Publishing.
Yeah, nice. That's where you can get my devotional book now, and it's going to be updated and everything with my other book as well as soon as my children's book comes out. So, yeah, there it is. I think it has my bio on it as well. So there it is.
Okay, well, since you sent it to me, I'll say it because I know people are going to be looking. But I will also post it, but it is hdcampbell3.wixsite.com/my-site/guitarjohnson. So, if you can't remember all that, I'm still going to put it on the page and on the group so you guys can find it there. But, you know, this is really an inspiration because I just see you as this inspirational author that's just going to grow. And I know that it's a different audience for you, a different, you know, readership. But I think it's something for everybody, especially your book, you know, whether they understand what it's like to have a relationship with God or not. And this, I think this could be a good way to get them started. Or if they've always wondered, God just seems so big, you know, did he really care about me? And you're showing that he does care. And little ways that we don't think he does.
Thank you. And yeah, it's something to help people get started and then they can branch off and you know, when the devotional is done, they can go right into and they can just start with a subject and you know, take it from there. Definitely something that I wanted help, I wanted others with because I think I not necessarily struggled with it, but I think that when I sat first few times, I was like, okay, I read a Bible scripture, and I think I was the Holy Bible app I started, and I still do that as part of my spiritual time with God, but it was like, when I first started it, it felt like, okay, this is good, but is there other things that I need to be doing, you know?
Right.
So slowly but surely, I was like, okay, did that. Okay, now I started talking to God, and, you know, it helped. I know what helped me a lot was when I was corporate fasting with my spiritual leader, because every day, it was each day, it's called focus fasting, which she does, and each day we focused on a different subject. So when I got up, I focused on that subject, and then I think that's when I took it from there, and then I heard God speaking to me, and then that took it from there. So definitely it was hard to start at first, not the fasting so part, not so much, but seeing what am I supposed to do every morning, and am I rushing it? And then, you know, at first I was I was rushing it. After, I'm like, okay, read a Bible verse, boom, going on. Or I did the Holy Book, their devotionals, and I'm like, okay, and then move on. But I kind of rushed it. And sometimes their devotionals that I stumbled upon were long, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to read all of this. You know, because it was long and it was great, but it was like, okay,
and it was long.
You know, yeah, I got distracted.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've also heard this, you know, other things you can fast besides food, like at this time you may watch TV or things like that. So, because people think, oh, I can't fast food, I have to do this, I have to work on it. Or I'm on medication, and so you fast other things. And I think, you know, that's a good idea of focusing on the subject when you do fast.
Yeah.
That gives you
denying the flesh. That's all it's about, denying your flesh.
You're right. You're absolutely correct with that. So, Mikkel, do you have any questions for Ms. Katara?
Yes, I do. With you going on this journey that you are being led by God and you are prophesied and the way that you're following him, when you found out that you are going now like Paul, instead of leading the way that you're going as you've gotten older and you're more mature and God is leading you, how does it make you feel to know that you are walking in his steps, not your own?
Oh, good question, too. That's a great question.
That is a great question.
It feels comfortable, not complacent, but comfortable. It feels like the job I'm on right now, it's a sales job. And last year I used to worry about, okay, I'm not going to make my quota. Oh, I'm in the red. Oh, I'm this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm that. You know, I came worried. You saw it on my face. I was just like, I'm getting frustrated because some of the customers are coming in for technical stuff and they want to talk all day. It was a lot. It was stress. I was kind of stressed. And then I'm coming home. And then now I'm like, okay, let's relax. Now that I'm in a deeper relationship with God, my relationship with God just went deep. I'm relaxed, you know. It's like, okay, so let's do that. If that doesn't happen, okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
If this doesn't happen, just move on. Okay, I'm in the red. Okay, I'll come out of it. My manager knows me. He's seen me. Both all my managers see what I'm doing. So it's not, it brings you more comfortable with, like, like today, I didn't know that I would get off on time for work. Because they keep switching the schedules because a lot of stuff was going on with work. And I didn't know if I'm going to get off on time. Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, let me message Mahogany and say, hey, this is coming up. Boom. This is that. And I just relaxed. And then my manager's like, all right, go home early because there's too many people, too many of you guys here. Okay.
Wow, see?
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's knowing that God has you in all cases, in everything. Even if let's say all three of us go, even if it's something like all of us going out to eat and we had our hearts set on one restaurant, but that restaurant closes early, then we're going to go somewhere else. And then knowing that, and not only that, we're getting a better discount or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's knowing that God has you in all areas, and all, it's like he's your protector, your healer, everything. So that's a very good question. Hopefully I just answered that, Mikkel.
You did really good. So you kind of feel just like Paul when he said, I'm fully persuaded he's able to keep all that I've committed into his hand. Like you have that peace of mind now.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that too, and that assurance. Yes, God is going to take care of you no matter what.
Right.
So, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we are going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Katara Johnson.
Wolf Daddy, A Paranormal BDSM Romance by Mahogany Silvery. Keiko Reed finds what she never expects in the arms of a werewolf daddy Dom, an alpha of the Wolf House MC. Fleeing her abusive ex from a rival MC, she runs into Gerald Brothers. He takes her under his protection and believes she is the one that he has been searching for. He claims her in every way and gives her the sacred bite of the werewolf. Soon after, he is betrayed by a club member to the rival MC, putting not only Keiko, but the club and the small town of Golden Tip, Colorado, at risk. Will Gerald go to war with the rival MC, risking everything for his precious little one? Wolf Daddy, A Paranormal BDSM Romance by Mahogany Silvery. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Show, and we are talking with Katara Johnson, who is a new author, has published her devotional book and also her children's books that are coming up soon. So is there a date, Katara, a specific date that the children's book will be released?
Not yet. I can get back to you on that because I have another promoter, and she's an author as well. She's going to be working on that. She's working on that. I was able to contact her this morning. So not as of yet, but as soon as she gets it to Ingram Spark, it's a go.
Okay. Nice. We'll have to keep us updated so I can put it on the page and our group. Yeah, so I can put it on both so that, because that's public, so, that'll give people a chance to, and do you mind if I use the pictures from the covers that I saw in the children's book? Because it's so cute, really. It really is.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would be honored. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you for letting us do that. That's awesome.
I can't wait.
I know. It's like, children's books, especially ones that deal with things that, we don't even think about, as adults. And for children, they have such a huge imagination that this gives them a chance to kind of get lost in that, but with a positive message. So I'm looking forward to that, too. So, well, thank you for being on the show with us and for telling us about your books, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of your devotionals, and I'm getting your devotional book as well, so I can start doing what I need to do.
Especially,
because we get busy, and the first thing you think of is, okay, I got to do this, I work on that, and we really should take that time and give that time to work, because she is the reason that we get to do any of it. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for having me back on. It's been great. Definitely, and keep me posted, both you and Miguel, keep me posted about your books as well. I love the genre.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, just keep me posted, and hopefully you'll see me again, and then shout out to you guys. Definitely, you guys, my author friends have unconsciously motivated me to do what I have to do to get my book out. So thank you very much for that.
Awesome. Yeah. That is great. Well, you're so welcome. We didn't know we were inspiring anyone.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
So thank you so much for saying that. And thank you all for listening to the Mahogany Says Show. And we will be back next week. I will wish you all blessings, peace, and love.
Thank you for listening to the Mahogany Says Show with guest hosts, Mahogany Silverain
and Miguel Wilson,
on
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you and good night.
Mahogany?